WBBMF Theater, Whitley Building, Chicago.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Flanagan.
Bring you the next two innings of baseball.
All right, thank you, James. All ready to go. The first man coming to bat should be the leadoff man for Betty. His first one up, he pops out to Reynolds, or flied off to Reynolds, back against the wall, rather. Clear back in there, a very deep fly, something like the one on which DiMaggio caught a long fly on Marty, which the Cubs scored their one run. 2-1 in favor of the Yankees. We're playing in the third inning. The man at bat is Scorsetti. Dean pitches, and Scorsetti takes one on the inside corner, but it's low for ball one. Ball one to Scorsetti. Ready for that next ball to be pitched. Dean has the sign. Corsetti fouls the ball up into the net. Ball one and strike one. They're playing Corsetti for a full hitter over toward left field. Cubs infield got mixed up a little while ago and a couple of runs came in. What would you ordinarily been an easy out, but that doesn't make any difference. There goes a hard hit. Ball out toward left field in the corner and Reynolds goes over and makes the catch. Back in out of our sight. When he made the catch, we could tell by the reaction of the crowd. He came up on a line drive way back in the corner near the 353-foot mark. Corsetti hit that ball beautifully and had it placed out there in a nice spot, but Reynolds went over and got it. Ralph comes to bat. He attempted to bunt his first time and was thrown out by Dean. Tried to put down what they call a drag. This time he attempted the same thing and had a strike called on him. He yanked the bat back, checked his attempt to bunt. Now watch for the pitch to Ralph. First ball missed the outside corner chest high. Ball one, strike one, one down. We're playing in the first half of the third, and the score is 2-1 in favor of the Yankees. Here's the pitch by Dean, a slow ball, and a slow throw to the outside corner. A change of pace ball is just oozed in there for strike two. Ball one, strike two. Ross down there choking the bat about 2 inches off the end of the handle. Hits one down toward right field. Herman is up with it. Over to first base, Ross is up. A hard hit ground ball that looked sure like it was going toward right, but Billy Herman over to his left and got the ball nicely to the put up. Henrich is coming to bat. The first time up, he popped out to Billy Jerger. And it's a bat, left-hand hitter. Outfielders are playing him square away in all fields. Not quite so much of a full hitter. First ball pitch to him is a lovely strike in the outside corner. Kind of a ball that looks bad all the way down into a left-hand hitter, and just as you relax, the ball hooks in and catches that corner. Dean pitches a slow one and hits the same spot, but a little bit too low. Izzy hollers about it. Gabby lets the yelp at him. Umpires saw it wide and low. Hit the corner, but it was low. A slow one. Missed the outside corner going away. Ball two, strike one, two men down, and Dean is working very rapidly. Arms into the windup. Here's the pitch. There goes the ball for the bounder back towards second. Dean makes a jump for it. Herman gets it, throws him out at first base. He's out of the throw from Herman over to first baseman, and Henrich is very fast. There were no runs, there were no hits, no errors, and there was no one left on base as Dizzy Dean finished three full innings of pitching, in which he's allowed just two hits and walked one, but two runs have come in. Now we're starting to play in the third inning with the top of the batter list coming up to bat. There are the boys who caused Gomez the trouble in the first inning. The Yankees are leading by a score of 2-1. We see little spots up there in the sky where the clouds are sort of being pushed apart as if by an invisible finger and long slips of blue. If this wind continues off the lake and the clouds keep on breaking this way, we will still have a bright day to watch the ball game. Yesterday was rather dull. The clouds are about 12 shades darker than they are now. Today's clouds are rather light. Boys in the infield are throwing the ball around with Gehrig. Gomez and Dickey are having their warm-up. The first man coming to bat will be Stan Hack. Yesterday he got on base three times but couldn't score. Today he got on base and finally got around. After going out over to third base, he came in and scored from third after Demery had singled and put him over there. Marty hit a long fly out toward center field that DiMaggio handled with his back up against the wall at the 368-foot mark. And Stan Hack scored after the catch. The ball game is held up for a while Pat Piper throws some things off to one side that have been thrown on the field. All right. It's 2-1 in favor of the Yankees. Gomez ready to pitch down to Stan Hack. We're playing the last half of the third inning and getting all set to go. The wind-up, two left-handers facing each other. They're playing Hack straight away. Takes the first one for a strike chest high, a half-speed ball. Hack gets ready for the next pitch. The wind-up by Gomez. That overhand curveball breaks down low. Dickey didn't like that decision too well, but the ball broke low. Ball one and strike one. Ready for the next ball to be pitched. The wind-up starts. There's the ball hit down for shortstop. Corsetti's up with it. Makes the peg over to first, and Hack is safe. He keeps it out for a hit. Hack
beats it off to the hip. The tying runs on first base, and that's hit number four off of Gomez. Nice running on his part on a beautiful break by Crosetti. A long stretch by Gehrig, but not quite enough to beat Hack Speed. He was in there. Then coming to bat is Billy Herman. Billy Herman hit 250 yesterday. He struck out today. The first time up. Captain Billy takes a sock at the first one and fouls it back into the crowd. Gentlemen in the front row of the second group of box seats, six tiers back, just caught the ball. One strike. A man of it on first base, and we're seeing a tough, hard-fought ball game. The pitch, a man on first taking a good lead. A wide ball pitched in for a pitch out. They thought Hack was going down, but he didn't go. All one, strike one. Billy Herman's at bat, watching the coach over on first base. He's also watching Hack. Billy Herman hasn't had his hit this afternoon. Gomez has allowed four hits as a man on first. Here's the pitch. High, wide, ball two. Ball two, strike one, a man of it on first base, nobody out. And 2-1 in favor of the Yankees in the last half of the third. Kind of a ball game that keeps everyone on their toes. Gomez has the sign. Billy Herman's aboard at bat. Here's the pitch. Billy hits the bounder over towards second base. Marcetti's after it. He finally gets the foot out of it. He's safe at first. He beats the throw. And Hatch put into the bag. Marcetti got the ball, made one step as if to get stand, but that one step that he waited was too long. And the runner, Billy Herman, beats the throw over to first base for a hit. Dan Hatch slid into the bag, away from Crosetti. He reached for him, missed him. Crosetti, however, made a beautiful stop back at second base. And Hatch slid away from him with a hook slide, went out over the bag, caught the bag with his hands, and hung on. Billy Herman got credit for a hit, because while Crosetti was reaching for Hack, Billy had taken a couple of steps. But the time ball got to Gehrig, he was safe on first. Runners on first and second, hit number five off Gomez. And the bunt came down. Dickey picks it up, falls down, and Billy is out on a throw that he made to Gehrig, but Gehrig caught on the hop. Gomez fell down, tripping over Dickey. Both runners advanced on a perfect sacrifice bunt by Demery. A sacrifice bunt. Dickey fell down over Gomez's legs, but he made the throw to first, and Gehrig got it on the hop. Demery is out from catcher over to first baseman, and on the play, Hack went out over to third, and Herman moved to second. Marty comes to bat. Score is 2-1 in favor of the Yankees. Runners in second and third. Marty at bat. Same situation that existed in the first inning when Marty hit that long fly out to DiMaggio. Marty's watching for it. Follows a slow curve. Hooks the inside corner for knees. A change of pace that was a beauty. Gomez just eased that one in there that time. Don't think for a second this Gomez isn't a crack pitcher, because he is. He can really pitch ball. Another serve. Hits the ground and it's fast. That time with the catcher. A low ball that bounced up against the catcher's pad, and Dickey made a nice play on that bad ball. Runner on second base, runner on third base. There's one man down, Marty at bat. Marty's watching for the ball to be pitched. Has the bat swinging off his shoulder. That was the ball for the line drive for nice center. It's for extra bases. One runner coming in. Two runs are coming in. Marty pulls up on second base with a double. That's an easy. A score of 3-2. The crowd is going wild. All right, we have a double by Marty. Marty hits a double out to right center, a line drive, and he gets credit for having driven in all the runs this afternoon. That's hit number six off the pitching of Gomez, and the Cubs are leading by a score of 3-2. The next man-up is Kyle Reynolds, who has not had a hit so far in this series. There's a pitcher warming up. A pitcher warming up for the Yankees. First ball pitch to Carl Reynolds. Hadley, Bump Hadley is warming up. H-A-D-L-E-Y. All right. Reynolds takes a low ball, too. Ball two pitch to Carl Reynolds. The Cubs are ahead by a score of 3-2. Marty's on second base. He has driven in all the Cubs runs. Kyle hasn't had a hit so far in this series. Takes one close to the belt for ball three. Ball three picks to Kyle Reynolds. There's one man down, two runs in, and a man on scoring position on second base, and Rolfe comes in to pitch to talk to Gomez, the pitcher. Kyle Reynolds hasn't had a hit so far in the series. Naturally, he's in there trying. His first time up, he struck out, just like Billy Herman did, and Billy got a hit the next time up. Reynolds is up facing Gomez. Marty's on second base. He's in scoring position if Reynolds can get a hold of one. Reynolds is waiting for it. Fouls the ball up into the net. Ball three and strike one. 3-1 to Kyle Reynolds with a man on second base and one man down. Back to the next ball to be pitched into Reynolds. He's waiting for it. High ball. He walks. The man on first, the man on second, Hartnett coming to bat. The first block even goes Gomez. Gabby Hartnett goes out for his turn at bat. First time up, Gabby lined out to Henrik. That's the first batter from the second inning. Gehrig is in, talking to the pitcher. The man on first, the man on second. The Cubs have 2 runs in this inning. There's one man down. The score is 3-2 in favor of the Cubs. And the thing, as you know, in the last half of the third, the first ball is a slow ball to Hartnett, wide for ball one. Gabby Hartnett's in there waiting for the Goodman. He's yelling out to the pitching mound, trying to sell him a bill of goods, calling for what he wants. Another wide ball, same to face for ball two. Ball two pitch to Hartnett. Reynolds on first base, Marty on second base. One man down. Hartnett hits a high fly out towards short center. DiMaggio's coming in for it. He's under the ball, and he takes it in the sun. Makes the throw over to second base, but the throw is taken by Gordon. Gary going around and sneaking in back of Marty, but Marty was there all right. Hartnett flies out on a short flight of center, and that leaves it up to Rip Powell. The man on first, the man on second. Two men down now. Rip Powell's coming to bat. He hit .333 yesterday. Watching for the ball to be pitched into Rip. And they're watching for it. Reynolds on first base with a walk. Marty on second base with a double. Rip swung at the first one, a curveball wide. Ripper Collins in there waiting for it. Marty taking his lead at second. Ripper swinging the bat down off his shoulder. Here's the pitch. He swings with another ball at the same time. A fastball broke wide that time, about the same height, and broke away. A screwball away from the Ripper. Ripper's up there. He's pretty anxious. Happy is still warming up. He swung the same kind of a pitch 3 times and went down swinging. The side is retired for the Cubs. In the third inning, there were 2 runs, 3 hits, there were no errors, and there were 2 men left on base. So at the end of 3 innings, the Cubs are leading by a score of 3-2. Marty is going to get a big cheer from the stands out there as he goes towards center field. Let's listen to it. All right, DiMaggio, Gehrig, and Dickey, the first 3 men to face team. The score, as you know, is Cubs 3, Yankees 2. The Cubs scored 1 run in the first inning. Yankees got 2 runs in the second inning. The Cubs came back and got 2 more in the third inning. Dean is out there ready to have his first chance to pitch to DiMaggio. DiMaggio scored the first run for the Yankees. DiMaggio and Gehrig coming in and scoring on what was given as a double to Gordon. Jurgis and Hack charging in for a slow bounding ball, and they knocked each other down. The ball went out toward left field, and both runs scored. All right, there we have it now. It's a score of 3-2. They pay on the number of boys that come over the plate. The first hit off Dean was made by DiMaggio in the second inning. Dean swings one down. DiMaggio knocks the foul up into the stands over toward left field on a slow pitch. Strike one. Lefty French starts to warm up for the Cubs, and so does Jack Russell. Lefty French and Jack Russell starting to warm up. There might be something wrong with his arm. We don't know. Not that time. Strike. On the outside corner. This would immediately tell Hartnett if there's anything bad with his arm. This steps back to the rosin sack. All right, 2 strikes for the hitter. If he has the sign, he winds it up. Here's the pitch. DiMaggio hits a pop foul up in the air. Hartnett after it over near the stand. He's up there and reaches for it and takes it up. DiMaggio pops out on a foul to Hartnett. That retires the first man and brings Gehrig up. He walked his first time up. Cubs are leading by a score of 3-2 in what has turned out to be a spectacular ball game. The sky is clearing and the sun is very, very bright out there on the field. They're playing Gehrig for a full hitter toward right. As he pitches a strike, a sidearm curve that came in, looked bad all the way down, and as the hitter relaxed, it broke the corner for a strike. One, Dean winds it up, he pitches a slow ball, it hits the outside corner, but it's too low. Ball one, strike one, one down, nobody on. Dizzy Dean has his sign for the windup, Dean's going to pitch it, he does. A slow ball. Almost hit Lou Gehrig that time. The ball got away that time and sailed in and quickly got him in the leg. But it was a very slow pitch, and Lou stepped away and grinned. Ball two and strike one. There's a fast high ball, 3. All three in strike one. Ready for the next ball to be pitched. Garrick says something to Hartnett. Hartnett nods just as blue as Dean gets rid of the pitch. Garrick steps out of the batsman's box. He's feeling about something. And again he steps out as this starts to wind up. This man looks at him. He's working very fast and he steps off the third time. And he steps off the fourth time as this gets ready. He yells at the umpire. The trick is to try to get his man. And apparently it worked. Now he steps into the batsman's box and his comes back against the rosin bag. Now he starts into a windup. Pitches the ball in. It hits. Collins is knocked down. The ball hits him in the shoulder. And it goes for the hit. Dizzy Dean goes over to cover first base. That's hit number three off of Dean. Puts the tying run over on first with one man down. A hit out toward right field. Collins tried to knock it down, but he slipped and the ball hit his shoulder and bounced to right, taken by Demarie. We have Dickey coming to bat. The man over on first base with the tying run. It's 3-2 in favor of the Cubs in the first half of the fourth. And Dean is pitching to Dickey. He's been working very fast to keep his arm warm. And they probably have been told to keep him pitching slowly. First ball is pitched wide to Dickey and a wide curveball. Sidearm. Ball one. Ready for the next pitch to come over. A stretch and a look toward first. Umpire says the ball is low. Ball two pitched into Dickey. First time up, Dickey popped off the jerker. Now let's see what happens here. There goes the ball back towards second base. Herman's up with it. Over to short. Back to first. Double play. That man Garrick went in kind of hard, and he bumped Jerkus, but he immediately got up and spoke to Billy as much as to say he was sorry he bumped you. He was not charging Jerkus in an attempt to hurt him. Garrick is a big man, and he hit the dirt hard, and he said something to Jerkus, and Jerkus grinned and said, okay. Nobody was angry, and Garrick was not trying to charge him. In the first half of the fourth inning, no runs, one hit, no error, and no one left in base. Cubs turning in a fast double play to miss that rally in the bus. Jerkus, Dean, and Hack coming up to baseball as in this inning with the Cubs leading by a score of 3-2. It's turned out to be a slow ball game. In four innings, Dean has allowed three hits. He has walked one, struck out two, and two runs came in. In three innings, Gomez has allowed six hits, walked one, struck out two, and he's allowed three runs to come in, and he's had one arrow back in. Gomez has struck out three. John tells me he checks. Collins is the last man to strike out. Thank you, John, and I did not check it. Struck out two men in the first inning and the last man up in the third. All right, Billy Jerkus comes to bat. He was safe in a fielder's choice in the second inning when he came up as the third man up bat. All right, the Cubs leading by a score of 3-2, playing the last half of the fourth. Ball thrown over to second base to Flash Gordon. He gives it to Cossetti. Cossetti gives the ball to Rolf. Rolf shoots the ball up toward the mound, and the man coming to bat is Jerkus. Billy Jerkus coming to bat. The Cubs leading 3-2, and the crowd is talking it up. Yankee fans are yelling for a shutout, or for a putout, rather, and the Cubs fans are yelling for a hit. The first ball pitches wide and gets away from Dickey. Gomez has been throwing that ball down here this afternoon. Dizzy Dean has been using a change of pace because of the bum arm. Another ball pitched low inside. Curve ball broke down, and that thing broke off like a pane of glass. Ball two, no strikes. Man at bat is Jerkus. Billy starts to take a cut at that, changes his mind, and takes a wide ball. And he's called for a strike, I beg your pardon. Umpire raised his right hand. Ball two and strike one. I was watching the outfielder. Just as soon as the ball was pitched, I looked out there. He tried to get away from that, the ball hit his bat and bounced back for a foul. He started to check his swing, but the foul strike two. Two and two to Billy Jerkus, and they're playing him definitely for a full hitter out toward right, and there's a big hole out in center field. Man at bat is Jerkus. Here's the pitch. Umpire says it's wide for three and two. That gives him a whole swing, and it must be in there. Now we'll see if Dizzy cracks that terrific curveball that he broke off down there the last time he pitched to Collins. There's the ball down the third baseline. Rolf is up with it on a hard shot over to first base, and the runner is out at first base. The ball was thrown wide to Garrick, so he had to step directly down the first baseline to make the catch. He got it and got out of the road nicely. Got a circus side stepping, and he's out from Rolf over to first base. Team comes to bat. Does the crowd like Dizzy? He's getting just as much of a hand from the Yankee side of the field as he is from the Cubs side of the field. Dizzy Dean at bat. The first time up, he went out from Cossetti over to Garrick. Here's the pitch. Dizzy hits one by the left. That's the first ball for the single. Hit number seven off the pitcher of Gomez. Dean is over on first base of the single, he says. Team puts on his sweater coat. One man down. The Cubs leading 3-2 in the last out of the fourth. Team's over on first base. Man up down is Sammy Hatch. Ready for the ball to be pitched. Man is up there watching. That man hit it. Cubs beginning to talk it up. Up, right up over his head, a high ball. So high that Dickey, with his 6 feet, 3.5 inches, had to reach for it full length. That's the kind of a ball that they call a sailor. It took off after it got away from Gomez, and he had nothing to do with it. Just one of those things where the wind took it. Ball is fouled back into the net. Inside curveball. Ball one strike, one run down of that on first base, and the Cubs ahead by a score of 3-2 in the fourth. That ball that Gomez threw down to Stan Hack was not a duster. It simply sailed away after it took off from his end. Hack attempts to bunt, and the ball is fouled up into the net. Attempting to bunt, the ball is fouled. Ever since the World Series started, Dickey's been trying to sell Stanley Hack a bill of goods. There's been no sale so far. Pump Hobby is warming up for the Yankees. Hack's down there, bat with team over on first base. Hack's watching for it with 1-2. Low curveball, wide. And nicely played by Dickey. He had to go to his knees to block the flight of that ball. The ball hit the dirt off to the left of the plate. All two strikes to Stanley Hack. Calls the calls, as they call him on the bench, or smash, as we call him. Smash is up. Makes the ball wide. The umpire says, no, it's just that corner. Dickey said, no, it doesn't. Umpire said, it's 3-2, my boy. A fastball, a beautiful fastball down there, but it missed that outside corner. All three strike two. Gomez is mixing him up nicely. And a batter, Stan Hack, a 3-2. Dean's on first base, ready to go. There he goes. Here's the pitch. The ball is hit toward the shortstop. He's up with it. Over to second base. Back to first. For the double play. From Torsetti to Gordon to Garrett. Hack hits it with a double play. From Cosetti to Gordon to Garrett, and it was a sweet double play. Nicely worked. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on bases for the Cubs. And he finished the fourth inning with the Cubs in the lead by a score of 3-2. This broadcast of the World Series game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Yankees is coming to you from Wrigley Field, Chicago. We pause for station identification.
This is the WBBMF Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
All right, John Harrington, will you come in and take the next two innings?
Thank you, Pat. We're going into the first half of the fifth with a score standing at 3-2 in favor of the Chicago Cubs over the New York Yankees in the second game of the 1938 World Series. Cubs 3, the Yankees 2, and the first man up is going to be Selkirk. George Selkirk, the left fielder for the New York Yankees, is going to be the first man to step in the batter's box. Selkirk standing off to the right while Dizzy Dean warms up with Gabby Hawkins back at the plate. Dean has thrown three or four of them. He's going to throw a couple of more. Umpire Coles, the umpire in back of the plate today, is putting on his chest protector, and he's ready to step in back of the plate. And the warm-up is over. The ball is thrown down to second base from Gabby Hartnett to Billy Herman to Georges, back to Dean on the mound, and we're set to go in the first half of the fifth inning. The score, 3-2 in favor of the Chicago Cubs. Coles looks at the ball that they've been using the warm-up, tosses it back into the game. It's used by Dizzy Dean. He's got it out there, rubbing it up now a little bit, and Selkirk steps in the batter's box, taps his bat on the plate, swings his bat a couple of times, four timing. Gabby goes into the crouch and back of the plate, gives Dean the sign. There's the windup on the pitch, and the ball is hit for a high pop up to the infield. It may be in foul territory. Collins is going over after it. He shields his eyes from the sun, takes the ball for the air. Walker goes out to River Collins in foul territory. That's one away. One down in the first half of the fifth inning, and Gordon, the second baseman, is coming up. Joe Gordon stepping in the batter's box. He had a double the first time up. It was a sort of a freak double. Two of the Chicago Cubs infielders colliding on a very slow rolling ball down toward the shortstop, and he got a double on it. Here's the pitch. The ball is fouled off the left of the plate down at the Cubs dugout. For a strike. Strike one. Strike one to Gordon. Gordon, a 500 hitter in yesterday's ball game, has had one hit for one trip in this game, so he's batting 1,000 for today anyway. There's the windup by Dean, the pitch, and it's a ball. A little bit wide, ball one, making the count 1-1. Then it was that side-on curveball delivered in there by Dean very slowly, easily. And it missed the outside corner for a ball. Ball one and strike one. The count is one down. Nobody on the bases the first half of the fifth. Here's the pitch. He fouls back into the screen for strike two, making the count 1-2. Joe Gordon taking a full cut of that ball, lifting it back into the screen. The ball is gone into play. That one goes off, thrown out by the Yankee bat boy. He took it off the screen and throws it to Pat Piper. Ball one and strike two to count to Gordon, the second man up in the inning. Here's the pitch. Slow ball. Hit down to Stanley Hack. He fields it easily. A fast throw over to first base. He's out by about five steps. He's out. From Stan Hack over to Collins. It's Gordon towards the battle. He's out number two, and that brings Gomez up to the plate. Gomez, the first time up, hit a fly ball out to Reynolds in left field and was out. Gomez is coming up for the second time in the game. Gomez, history of wins and losses is 18-12. He's never lost a World Series in Cali. He's the pitcher for the Yankees today. There's the lineup by Dean. The pitch, and Gomez hits a foul down the first baseline. Goes just a foot outside as it goes past the first base cushion. Dean has gone over to cover at first base in case it happened fair. Collins cleared with the ball. Throws it into Hartman. Hartman throws it around the infield. Finally back to Dean. Score of the ball game 3-2 in favor of the Cubs. And the batter up there is Gomez with two out, nobody on, in the first half of the fifth. There's the windup, and here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Oh, strike. Strike two. He swings at a slow curveball. Dean getting a sign from Gabby again. Gomez ready. There's the windup, and here's the pitch. And the ball is hit for a high foul. Back into the stands. Just below us and off to the left. Seemed like everybody reached up. Hands were stuck up in the sky for that baseball that drops right in between them and hit down in the concrete, and then there's a scramble on to see who had got the ball. There's the lineup and the pitch. The ball is hit on the ground. It's down to Billy Herman. It's a slow, easy grounder. Herman over to Collins, and he is out. Gomez out of first base from Herman to Collins. Retired the side in the first half of the fifth inning with no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on the bases. Dean has now pitched five innings of baseball, allowed but three hits, walked one man, allowed two runs to score. Now we're going into the last half off the fifth inning, and the first man to come up is going to be Billy Herman. Herman has had one hit and a strikeout thus far in the game today, and has scored one of the runs, which the Cubs have at the present time. They lead by a score of 3-2. He's coming up to the plate as the first man up. So we'll see Billy Herman, Frank Demery, and Joe Morty. Each one of these men have had at least one hit. Herman has had one for two. Demery has had one for one, getting a single the first time and sacrificing the second. And Joe Morty has had one for two, having a double which scored two runs in the third inning. Marty's long fly ball scored the first one for Chicago Cubs. So Marty today has driven in all the runs which the Cubs have at the present time. The score being 3-2 in favor of the Chicago Cubs over the New York Yankees. The last half of the fifth inning, Gomez is warmed up. The ball has been thrown around the infield. Billy Herman is stepping in the batter's box. Umpire calls back to the plate, signifies that all is well. There's the windup, and here's the first pitch now to Herman, a high one, ball one. Came in way over his head. Peggy, a much taller man than Herman, had to catch the ball off around his shoulders. Peggy goes down in the crouch, back of the plate, gives a sign to Gomez. There's the windup and the pitch. A strike, shoulder high over the inside corner, making the count 1-1. It was a fastball. Ball one and strike on the count. Sunshine out at the field at the present time. There's the windup again, the pitch, and a strike again. This time it's a third ball that came in their waist high for strike two, making the count 1-2. A called strike. Ball one and strike two, the gun. But he's swinging the bat for timing. There's the windup by Gomez. The pitch. Herman gets the ball. Low on the inside. It came down around his ankles. And then he got 2-2. Ball two and strike two. 2-2 to come. Gomez gets the ball. He's getting a sign now from Dickey. Starts his windup. Buddy Herman ready. Here's the pitch. The ball is hit for a high fly. It's going to be in short right field. Joe Gordon, the second baseman, started in for the ball and then had to stop himself and go back, but he finally makes the catch. Herman popping up to Gordon on a high fly ball just back in the grass in back of Gordon's regular second base position in the infield. Gomez now pitching to Frank Demery. Demery, the right fielder of the Chicago Cubs in the second game of the 1938 World Series, is standing up there at the plate. Gomez gets a sign from Dickey. There's the windup, and here's the pitch. And it's a strike. A curveball strike came in just at the knees. Cubs leading 3-2 over the Yankees. Second game of the series. They win this, it'll be one game apiece. Here's the pitch. A ball thrown on the inside, which gets away from Dickey, and a new ball is thrown into play, thrown out to Gomez on the mound. Gomez, the left-hander, pitching against Dizzy Dean, a right-hander, in this second game. Gomez getting a sign. There's the windup and the pitch. A swing and a miss by Demery for strike two. A high curve ball on the outside. Demery stands out of the batter's box for a moment, looks around. Just a little bit disgusted with himself, I believe, for having swung about that bad one, which was high and wide. Ball one and strike two at the top of Demery. There's the windup by Gomez. And here's the pitch. Demery hits a long fly out of center field, and it's going to be an out. Joe DiMaggio taking the ball easily for the out. That brings Marty up to the plate. Marty with a double the last time up is coming up now, and he's getting quite a cheer from the crowd. He has driven in all three runs for the Chicago Cubs. Marty in the batter's box, taps the bat on the plate. Then he crouches down the back of the plate to give the sign to Gomez. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. Score the ball game 3-2 in favor of the Cubs. There's the windup of the pitch, a strike, a curveball strike right over the heart of the plate. Came in their waist card. Gomez, long, leaning right, he stands out. They get the sign from Dickey. Winds up again, and the pitch is another strike. Same curveball right over the heart of the plate, waist card. No strike two. Two down, nobody on, and Joe Marty the batter.
Marty is ready. There's the wind-up, and here's the pitch, and it's a ball low on the outside. Maybe thought it should have been called a strike. He's got to roll the ball out to the mound and walk off. The umpire called it a ball. It's ball one and strike two. One and two to count. There's the wind-up, and here's the pitch. And he starts to swing, but holds back, and it goes for ball two low on the outside. Ball two and strike two to count. Marty started his swing, but held it back in time.
The umpire is doing their usual brilliant job in this World Series. There's the wind-up, and here's the pitch. And the ball is hit for a base hit out the left field. Marty singles to left. Ball taken out there by George Selkirk. It's thrown in to second base. Frankie Corsetti is covering the bag there and takes the ball. It's a single for Marty. His second hit in three trips. Marty on first base. It's the eighth hit off Gomez, Vernon Gomez, in this second game of the 1938 World Series, which the Cubs at the present time are leading by a score of 3-2. The Cubs 3, the Yankees 2. Al Reynolds is up. As the stretch, here's the pitch to Reynolds, and Reynolds gets a strike up the outside corner of fastball. It came in a knee high. That ball was picked just exactly where Gomez wanted it to go. Fastball knee high over the outside corner. Now he's ready to get this fine stretch. Here's the pitch. High and outside for a ball. Ball one and strike on the count to Reynolds. One and one to count to Reynolds. Marty down there on first base. Gomez gets his sign. Here's the pitch. And a strike right over the heart of the plate, a fastball. Comes in there, just halfway between the knees and the waistline. And it's a called strike, strike two, making the count one and two to Carl Reynolds. Ball one and strike two to come. Gomez getting a sign from Dickey. Stands out there on the mound. Doesn't seem to be a bit prepared about the man on first. Here's the pitch. And the ball is hit for a high foul. Back into the right field stand. As in back of the Yankee dugout, almost into the reserve grandstand section. Ball one and strike two to count to Carl Reynolds. Two down on the man on first base and Marty. Marty gets a good lead. There's a stretch, the pitch, a high one, and the steal is on, and Marty is going to be out at second base. He is up from Dickey down to Corsetti. Marty goes out stealing from Dickey to Corsetti, who covered the bag. The Angels close the last half of fifth inning with no runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on the bases. Gomez has now pitched five innings of baseball. He has allowed eight hits, lost one man, struck out three men, and allowed three runs to score, and the Cubs are leading by a score of 3-2, going into the first half of the sixth inning. In the sixth inning, we're going to see Corsetti, Walt, and Henrich as the first three men to face Dizzy Dean. Let's see what their records are in this ball game thus far. Corsetti up two times in the ball game, a slide out each time to Carl Reynolds in left field. Walt up two times in the ball game, grounded out the first time to Dean, the second time went out from Herman over to Collins. Henrich up two times in the ballgame, popped out the first time to Billy Jurgis, the second time went out from Herman over to Collins at first base. As the first three men to come up in this inning, Dean is getting his sign, he's finished his warm-up, and Corsetti is now in the batter's box, taps his bat on the plate. There's Dean getting his sign from Gabby, he has it, there's the wind-up, and here's the pitch, and it's a strike. A curveball, side-arm curveball, which came in there, shoulder high for the strike. It came right over the plate. Back on the count. Again, the wind-up by the great Dizzy. This time he has to stop, however, as Corsetti is stepped out of the batter's box. Now Corsetti is in there again, swings his bat a couple of times, Dizzy winds up, and the pitch Corsetti fouls, back into the screen and back into the plate for strike two. Strike two to count to Frankie Corsetti, the shortstop for the New York Yankees. Dizzy Dean, the pitcher, there's the windup, and here's the pitch, and Corsetti hits another fly ball out the left field. This time, Reynolds goes almost back to the wall to take it, but take it he does for the out. Corsetti, three times the ball game, is going out to Carl Reynolds out in left field. One down in the first half of the sixth, and Rolfe is coming up. Dean has pitched five innings, allowed but three hits. He has walked one man, allowed two runs to score. He hasn't struck out a man in the ball game. One down. Red Rolfe is the batter with a left hand hitter. There's the lineup, and here's the pitch. Rolfe gets a strike. Just about 3 inches above the knees and over the inside corner for strike one. Other side on fastball. There's the lineup, and here's the next pitch by Dizzy. A slow ball comes over the plate, but a little bit low. So ball one, making the count 1-1. Ball one and strike on the count. Ball one and strike on this one up. Out up there's Red Rolfe. Here's the pitch, a slow ball, which came a little bit too close to him that time for ball two, making the count 2-1. Ball two and strike on the gun. Ball swings that bat a couple of times from the third baseman for the Yankees. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball which comes in right at the knees, but a little bit too close to him for ball three, making the count 3-1. Ball three and strike one. If he doesn't say a word, although Gabby complained to umpire Coles about that one. 3-1 the count. There's the windup. And here's the next one. And it's a strike over the inside corner. Third ball, which broke over the inside corner high for strike two, making the count 3-2. It'll be a call strike. Dean goes right into his windup again. Rolfe ready. Here's the pitch. He swings and strikes out.
Walsh took a full cut of the ball and swung and missed on a low curve on the inside and went down swinging, striking off for the first strike out of the ball game for Dizzy Dean. Dizzy Dean has now struck out one man, and Tommy Hendricks, the right fielder, is coming up. Hendricks up there at the plate. There's the windup by Dizzy. The pitch, a strike over the outside corner right at the knees. Then that sidearm curveball. Dizzy's using a slow sidearm curve and a sidearm fastball along with a change of pace, and this is the change of pace ball for strike two. It comes in that way far. Dean winds up again. The pitch to Hendricks. The ball is hit right back at Dean. He knocks it down, picks it up very slowly, throws over to Collins. He's up. Dean to Collins. Dean to Collins, the first half of the sixth inning. And this match foul draw for Dean. The crowd has settled in 40,000, around 44, I should say, stood up and cheered and clapped for Dizzy as he went over there to the dugout. After the inning, the result of the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one was left on the bases. We're going into the last half of the sixth inning. The last half of the sixth inning, we see a Carl Reynolds, who still has not had a hit in the World Series of 38, although he walked the last time up. He struck out the first time in this game. And then we see Hartnett, who twice in this game has flied out, but batted 333 yesterday. And then Collins, another 333 hitter, who today has struck out once and had a single. Going into the last half of the sixth inning, Gomez still warming up down in the Cubs. He's still leading by a score of 3-2. Right-hand hitter.
And this is the first man up in the last half of the sixth. There's a lineup by Gomez. The pitch to him.
He gets a ball inside.
A little bit too close to him for ball one. Pitch is in there by shoulder high. Dickey's throw back to Gomez is almost over his head. Ball on the count. Gomez getting a sign from Dickey. Dickey crosses down, puts up the glove for the target. The pitch comes inside again for ball two. I'm going to count to Reynolds, ball two. Ball to the count. All right, there's the windup, and here's the pitch. And it's a strike, but the outside part of the strike one, it came in right at the knees. Back in the count, two and one. It's a call strike. Gomez gets his sign from Dickey. Carl Reynolds, the first man up, the last half, the sixth. Here's the pitch and a foul. Back into the screen, and back in the plate, making the count two and two. Ball to inspect to the count. Reynolds stepping back in the batter's box. He was out momentarily waiting for that new ball to be rubbed up by Gomez. Already there's the windup, and here's the pitch. And the ball is hit for a high pop up to the infield. Rossetti is coming in back of the mound. He's under the ball. Dances around under it a couple of times, finally takes it for the out. Reynolds popping out to Rossetti, the shortstop, who came in back of the pitcher's mound to take that ball. Next man to come up is going to be Gabby Hoffman. Hoffman coming up, and he's getting a nice round of the play. Hoffman coming in the batter's box, a 333 hitter in yesterday's game, hasn't had a hit today. Here's the pitch, a high one for a ball. Ball one. Sort of a high lobbing throw, nothing much on it. Gomez getting a sign from Dickey. There's the windup, and here's the pitch. Hartnett hits a long ball. It's going way deep in the center field, but DiMaggio is going back after it. He gets under it and takes it for the out. It was a long fly ball, about 380 feet away from home plate, but it was the dead center. And the ball been hit to left or to right. Probably would have gone into the stands for a home run, but that was hit to that center field. Collins is up with two out, nobody on the bases. The last half of the sixth, and the Cubs leading 3-2 over the Yankees. Here's the pitch. The ball is hit for a high foul back into the screen and back in the plate by Collins for strike one. Pepper Collins, the first baseman for the Cubs, is up. The ball has been thrown in. Collins has got one hit and a strikeout and two trips up in this game. Here's the pitch. He takes a slow ball, hits it down to Red Rolf. Rolf comes up with it. Collins is running down to first. The throw is way wide by Red Rolf, and he is safe at first base. Waiting for the officials. It's an error for Rolf on the throw. Error for Rolf at third base on the throw.